This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. The prospect of supplying Ukraine with fighter jets was expected to be high on the agenda Tuesday as Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov visits Paris for talks with French leaders. Ukrainian officials have called on their Western allies to send the jets in order to better respond to Russia's invasion, but so far those calls have been met with wariness at best. When asked by reporters if France would consider sending fighter jets to Ukraine, French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday, "Nothing is excluded," but laid out multiple conditions before such a step could be taken. Those included the equipment could not touch Russian soil, would not lead to an escalation of tensions, and would not weaken the capacities of the French army. When U.S. President Joe Biden was asked the same question about sending U.S. F-16 fighter jets, his answer was simpler.
To Ukraine.
No.
Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is in Japan as part of his East Asia tour. He said our security is closely interconnected and called for stronger ties with Japan as Russia's war on Ukraine raises global dangers and shows that democracies need stronger partnerships. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Japan has been quick to join the U.S.-led economic sanctions against Russia's war on Ukraine and provided humanitarian aid and non-combative defense equipment for the Ukrainians. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has sounded the alarm that Russia's aggression in Europe could happen in Asia, where concerns are growing over already assertive China and its escalating tension near Taiwan. Japan also has significantly stepped up ties with NATO recently. Stoltenberg said his visit to Japan is a way to further strengthen the partnership between NATO and the highly valued partner Japan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's Middle East visit continued Tuesday with a meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in East Jerusalem. Blinken arrived in the region reaffirming the U.S. commitment to peace in the Middle East amidst a rise of violence in the region. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
After holding high-level talks in Egypt, Secretary Blinken traveled to Israel. Ahead of his visit to the West Bank on Tuesday, Blinken stressed the importance of normalization agreements between Israel and the Arab states, as well as the possibility of a two-state solution with the Palestinians.
That's crucial to moving toward our enduring goal of Palestinians and Israelis enjoying equal measures of freedom, security, opportunity, justice, and dignity.
Prime Minister Netanyahu left the door open for negotiations.
I also believe that expanding the circle of peace, working to close finally the file of the Arab-Israeli conflict, I think would also help us achieve a workable solution with our Palestinian neighbors.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Experts are warning that Nigeria's push to replace its paper money with newly designed currency notes has created a shortage of cash. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
They say people can't buy what they need, and businesses have closed in Africa's largest economy. Ayokunle Olubunmi of Nigeria's main ratings agency, Augusto & Company, says the move to replace the new banknotes is rushed, and commercial banks don't have enough new cash to give to customers. Policymakers say that the redesigned banknotes and new withdrawal limits could help curb the use of money to influence Nigeria's February 25th presidential election. Experts argue the currency changes are being done at the expense of most Nigerians. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Nearly a third of the United States is expected to see the effects of a potentially dangerous ice storm this week. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says weather conditions could be downright dangerous for travelers.
We're expecting several rounds of freezing rain to impact portions of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, even into Tennessee.
More than 1,000 flights were canceled and many more delayed in Texas on Monday. But he says it won't last the entire week.
It's really today, tonight, Wednesday, even into Wednesday night. But finally, by Thursday, it looks like we'll see improving conditions.
I'm Donna Warder.
The United States and South Korea announced Tuesday they will increase the pace and scope of joint military exercises and expand intelligence sharing in response to repeated and more frequent missile tests by North Korea. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.